Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 13, Number 6. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was Principles of Sports Nutrition, Number 20, Sleep and Rest. Sleep and rest are as important to wellness, health, and life as air, food, and water, whether we like it or not. And I say this because many of us, including myself, will fight sleep off or delay it at different times as if it were an enemy trying to subdue or conquer us. For whatever reason, and in spite of reason, as a faculty of rational thinking, we'll put sleep and rest off until the last possible moment. It's like there's a part of us that doesn't want to miss out on what's going on, or we simply preoccupy ourselves with outside stimulation and a great variety of interests that demand our conscious attention. I remember as a child never wanting to go to bed at night. I always thought I was going to miss out on something. I wanted to stay up with the adults, or what we called the big people. But the body is mortal. It can endure a state of sleep deprivation and rest for only so long. Eventually, we have to surrender and permit ourselves to literally pass out. And what if we don't? What if we don't want to permit ourselves? Well, tough luck, Charlie. Good luck. Nature will eventually take us down, kicking and screaming. Nature always wins. She truly is our master. By now, I've learned that sleep is one of the best anti-aging medicines known, so it's by far more important to me now, today, than it used to be. That and humor. Humor and sleep. How important are they to health and wellness? When I watch war movies from time to time, I can see soldiers who, deprived of sleep and held up by fear and amphetamines, age right before my eyes. Sleep deprivation increases free radical activity, increases risk of infection and illness, and is associated with premature biological aging, fatigue, and muddled thinking. No thank you, and good night. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is one of my favorites, the Costanza Principle. I've worked in the health, food, and fitness industry for close to 40 years now, and the contradiction, backstabbing, and hypocrisy that rages on at the highest levels continues. If you could see what goes on behind closed doors in the health, food, and fitness industry, you might lose faith. But don't. The principles on which this industry are founded are as real as the earth beneath our feet. In spite of denial, truth, in time, wills itself out. Nature isn't prejudiced. She takes everyone down who disobeys her. Well, actually, she takes everyone down regardless, but she takes a lot of people down before their time due to ignorance, arrogance, and disobedience. Science and education is the key to the future growth and prosperity of the health, food, and fitness industry. But sadly, no compulsory education exists for retailers who sell vitamins or advise customers on how to use or take them. That's one of the reasons I created the CSNA education program. The 80-20 rule certainly applies here. Only 20% of the individuals who work in, manage, or control the natural health industry live by the principles prescribed by the industry. The 80-20 rule was named after Italian economist Wilfredo Pareto, who observed in 1906 that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. Pareto developed the 80-20 principle by observing that 20% of the pea pods in his garden contained 80% of the peas. That's why the 80-20 rule is also known as the Pareto principle. The great health principles and laws that govern our health and wellness were discovered by many courageous individuals committed to philosophy, science, natural health, exercise physiology, functional medicine, and holistic, compassionate, patient-centered treatment. So what are the laws and principles that dictate and determine human life and wellness? For starters, Consume a diet consisting of fresh, whole, natural food, preferably organic, from both plants and animals. Eat nothing refined, chemically isolated, purified, processed, or sterilized. Like it or not, it is a do and don't philosophy. If you shake hands with the devil, you will get burnt. Select foods that are genomically compatible with your genes. Supply your biological demand. Take dietary supplements, also known as NHPs. Whole food alone versus combining whole food with supplements is similar to the difference between iron and steel. Iron, analogous to whole food, is strong, very strong. But steel, which is analogous to whole food and supplements, is stronger, more flexible, and more resistant to oxidation. To create steel, you have to add a tiny bit of carbon to iron. The carbon represents natural health products. So relatively speaking, add a small amount of dietary supplements to your whole food diet, and like steel, you'll get stronger, become more flexible, and enjoy more resistance to oxidation. We all have a limited shelf life. The goal is to serve and protect ourselves. You choose iron, good choice. I choose steel. Next, move your body frequently and exercise routinely to achieve a high level of physical fitness. Take the survival of the fittest paradigm to heart. If you are fit and well nourished, you will last longer and experience less pathology and degenerative disease. Now that's a fact. Focus on muscle strength, muscle endurance, and flexibility. Optimize your oxygen consumption and sustain a high aerobic capacity. Maintain your balance, poise, and coordination. Be the magnificent human animal you are designed by nature to be. The single best way to determine how functional and well we are is to measure our ability to perform physically on a regular basis. The gym is the lab. Combine this with an objective analysis of your diet. Your kitchen is an extension of the lab. Merge the two, connect the dots, make whatever adjustments are necessary, and you'll remain light years ahead of convention. Convention, by the way, is something established by history, custom, or authority. Convention is what the collective or the mob does. It's the typical or mainstream way of things that are usually done. It's how almost everyone, including the majority, does things, but by no means is it always the best thing to do. And in most cases, it's not even close. In fact, it's the worst. Regarding politics, take it for what it's worth, but I always find substance in every banned health product and no substance whatsoever in the people and groups that try to ban them. Reminds me of cannabis. Prohibition is irrational, a direct breach of our constitutional freedom, and as toxic as the people who enforce it. I have a rule. The more controversial the natural health product, and the more difficult it is to obtain, the more I believe in the potential health and biological value of the substance. Functional health products financially compete directly with Big Pharma. So there's your answer as to why all these shenanigans, politics, and irrational behavior are going on. It's all a fight over money. Do the opposite. My hero is George Costanza from the hit comedy Seinfeld. Like George, I listen to convention, but do the exact opposite. This is my formula for personal success. I do the opposite of what convention teaches in practically all matters. Why? Because I want to stay well and live free. Slaves exist in many forms. The worst kind is when you actually submit to being one without force. This is commonly observed in those who trade most or all of their personal freedoms with Big Brother for a false sense of security. Fear is generally the motivating factor. One kind of slavery is conformity. Conformity is compliance to a set of prevailing social standards, attitudes, or practices, often without thought or resistance. In everything you do, I recommend you do it after thinking about whether or not it makes any sense. to help you decide, look at the outcome of your life and the outcome of other people that are doing and have done what you're thinking about doing. Look at the outcome of their lives. Do you see health and wellness? Do you see happiness? Do you see them making progress? Or is the opposite of that true? So if whatever they're doing is creating negativity and something that you're not interested in at all, ever, then do the opposite of what they're all doing, and you will get the opposite results, which is everything you want, most likely. In episode 86 of Seinfeld, the hapless George Costanza realizes that all of his instincts to date have been wrong. Here's a few lines from the show. George: "It's not working, Jerry. It's just not working." Jerry: "What is it that isn't working?" George: "It all became very clear to me sitting out there today that every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be." Jerry: "If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right." Well, when I first saw this episode, it blew me away. I like Seinfeld, but this one in particular really grabbed my attention. It took a while to sink in, but when it finally did, it was like being run over by a Mack truck. Then I got excited and decided to incorporate this concept into my courses and lectures. I wanted to share this idea with my students because I knew it was fundamentally right. Do the opposite. Whatever conventional wisdom recommends when it comes to nutrition, health, and fitness, do the opposite. When I apply this principle in my own life, I get exactly the same kind of results that George got when he did the opposite. And I'm not kidding. It truly is a phenomenal formula for success. I call this phenomenon the Costanza principle. Here's an example of the new George in action. George, Jerry, and Elaine are seated at their favorite table at the local diner. An attractive blonde woman shoots a glance towards George's way. Typically, the balding and shy George would conclude that this beauty was way out of his league, but not today. Today, the new and improved George has discovered that all of his instincts were wrong, so the opposite must always be right. So he gets up, walks boldly over to the girl who gave him the eye and says, "My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents." To which this, the blonde replies, "Hi, I'm Victoria." Not only does George land a new girlfriend, but he moves out of his parents' house and scores an awesome new job by telling off New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner. One scenario after another always leads to the same outcome. When George does the opposite, he keeps getting better and his life keeps improving. This same approach works like a charm when it comes to nutrition and fitness. Here's just a few of an infinite number of examples. Conventional food guides and pyramids encourage everyone to eat lots of bread, bagels, muffins, pasta, crackers, and grains. Do the opposite. Drink lots of water and eat plenty of fresh fruits, greens, vegetables, and lean animal proteins. Cardiologists often tell heart patients with high cholesterol to stop eating eggs. Do the opposite. Eat plenty of soft-boiled eggs, but cut out the sugar, flour, and fried foods. Surgeons frequently tell their patients not to take vitamin E before surgery. Do the opposite. Double or triple the dose. Load up on antioxidants before they cut you open and expose your delicate insides to the outside world. Only you can prevent inflammation and infection. When you injure yourself and health professionals warn you against the hazards of physical movement and exercise, do the opposite. But ease into it. Exercise correctly and train like a pro. Rely on the science of exercise rehabilitation. When they say that nothing can be done about your condition and then prescribe toxic drugs, do the opposite. Believe that the condition can change, that your body has the power to heal itself, and that natural health products exist to support the very biological process conventional thinkers have no respect for or knowledge of. Ignorance isn't bliss. In any life situation, be it money, health, marriage, or career, listen carefully to convention. Closely observe the collective mainstream, but then do the opposite. Be brave. Be smart. Use your brain. Like George, you'll be amazed at your good fortune and wonder why it took you so long to wake up. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, American essayist, lecturer, and poet. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment.